the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the Day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, September 9th, goes to a 46-year-old woman named Marina Verbitsky. Now, Marina is from Chicago, but she was down in Florida. And you know, if you stay in Florida for more than 48 hours and drink the tap water anywhere in Florida, you automatically become as crazy as a Floridian. That's a fact. Okay, same way you don't feed Mogwai after midnight and don't get Mogwais wet, you don't stay in Florida for more than 48 hours and you don't drink the tap water, or you automatically become a Florida fool. And sadly, that's what happened to Marina Verbitsky, okay? She was in Florida. In fact, she was attempting to leave Florida. And she couldn't board her flight at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport because she was late. Dropping the clues bombs for everybody at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. They always show us so much love when I come through there. You know it's hard to feel sorry for people being late to flights. Like, you know what time the flight is leaving. The plane is literally sitting right there. So you know what time you need to get there. They tell you this, to be there an hour early, 2 hours early for international flights. You know the routine. You know the rules. You know what time you need to be there. So if you're late, you just late. That's on you. The flight is not waiting on you. Okay, airlines are the epitome of one monkey don't stop, no show. I don't care if it's Delta, JetBlue, United, American, Spirit. Well, Spirit might wait for you while they round up some volunteers to fly the plane. But every other airline, they out. Now, for every other thing in life, if you're running late, there's probably someone you can call and let them know. I don't think you can do that at the airport with airlines, right? Am I wrong? When you're running late and they won't let you on a flight, can you call somebody?
No.
You can't, right?
I've seen them hold the flight.
Sometimes
the
gate attendant does.
Like, if you have another flight coming in that's connecting and mm-hmm. it's a little late, they'll hold it for those passengers.
Yeah, the gate attendant will hold it for you.
But absolutely. If you're just late.
No.
No.
They're not doing that.
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to do when you're late for a flight, but I do know what not to do. And Marina Verbitsky is a textbook case of what not to do and what not to say if you are late for a flight and they won't let you on. Let's go to WPLG ABC 10 for the report, please.
Scary moments for passengers aboard a flight at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. A viewer sending us this video of passengers evacuating a plane on the tarmac after a bomb scare in Terminal 3. The flight was about to head to Chicago when everyone was forced to deplane. BSO's bomb squad and the FBI investigated but didn't find anything suspicious and gave the all clear. A female passenger was arrested, accused of making the false bomb threat. She is 46-year-old Marina Verbitsky, charged with making a false report about a bomb explosive. Her bond was set at $10,000, and she must undergo a mental health evaluation.
Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, nor am I the strongest Avenger. You heard the young lady call during Slander the Breakfast Club and say that I need to go to college because I asked the question that I'm about to ask right now too much. And that question is simply, why? Like, if you are late for a flight and you get there late and you still want to board, you're trying to get on the plane, why would you tell those people that you have a bomb in your bag? You're running late for a flight. You're trying to get on the plane and you tell them you have a bomb in your bag. Did you think they were going to just usher you in? Did you think they were going to say, oh, well, wait, since you have a bomb on you, we're going to hold the plane and let you right on? Matter of fact, sit up front in the even more space seats right there. You'll be fine. I think somebody played a joke on her. I think she called someone on the way to the airport, told them she was running late, and the person said to them, well, when you get there, just tell them the password and they will let you on. She said, what's the password? She said, I got a bomb in my bag. I don't care if you was 2 hours early for your flight. If you tell them people at the airport you got a bomb in your bag, you're not getting on. So if your goal was to not board the flight in the first place, you could have just stayed in Florida. Now, Marina has been charged with one count of false reporting concerning planting a bomb, explosive, or weapon of mass destruction. And people got the nerve to wonder why. I ask, why? Marina, but why? Marina, what is your why? I need whys to be clear. See, I know why I'm giving her Donkey of the Day, but I don't know why she did what she did. But I guess, why does it matter for Donkey of the Day? Please give Marina Verbitsky the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
So they're doing a mental health evaluation?
So they say.
Okay. Well, she can also come to your event on 1010.
Absolutely free.
Got to check her bag. I don't know. Okay.
All right.
I don't know if we need those kind of problems at the Marriott Marquis Times Square in New York on 1010. I don't know. I'm sending her healing energy, though.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.